call to order the July meeting of the North Danville Township Supervisors. Just for the record, to let everyone know, we are recording the meeting and it will be posted on the website also. And so it's live semi-streaming.
Yep.
Right now, in case, I don't know if we got any comments from people.
We didn't, no.
But anyway, just so everybody knows, it's recorded. First item tonight will be the approval of the minutes of June 8th. Copies are available by the door if anybody wants to check them out. Are there any questions, comments, corrections to the minutes of June 8th? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes of June 8th, 2020 as printed?
I'll move approve the minutes as printed.
Is there a second? I'll second the motion. Any other comments about the minutes? If not, then all those in favor of approving the minutes of June 8th as printed, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the treasurer's report. Again, copies are available by the door. Are there any questions, comments about the treasurer's report? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report as printed? I'll make a motion to approve the treasurer's report. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion about the treasurer's report? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the treasurer's report of June 8th as printed, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item, we do have the reading of the bills. Adam, if you please.
Bills for this month, we have Gay DeShong for 14 hours of cleaning at the township building for the period of April 2nd through June 25th at $10 an hour, comes to $140. Samuelson's Tree Service for removing a broken tree from the township salt shed, $1,000. MedEd for the electric at the township building, $46.74. Leffler Energy for 83.4 gallons of unleaded gas at $1.30 a gallon, comes to $108.72. Comcast Cable for the phone and fax lines at the township building, $125.36. Leffler Energy for 84.3 gallons of low sulfur diesel fuel at $1.49 a gallon, comes to $125.65. Pennsylvania American Water for two fire hydrants, $37.28. Highway Materials for 27 tons of 19 millimeter blacktop at $50.75 a ton, comes to $1,372.79. And then for 9.5 tons of 25 millimeter blacktop at $47.60 a ton, comes to $455.06 for a total of $1,827.85. Nolt Paving for paving work on Emma Road and Russell Road, $10,100. Riley Wilson Losses for last month's services, $1,038. Union Waterworks Auxiliary for last month's haul rental, $35. Cleona Borough for this month's police services, $6,005.22. An invoice from myself for mowing the lawn at the township building so far this year. We have 7 mowings at $45 each, comes to $315. Paul Lytle for the refund of his driveway permit along Siner Road, $1,000. Starner Excavating for road work for the period of June 11th through today. We have labor for supervising the blacktop patching on Russell Road and Emma Road. Truck to haul millions from patches. Labor to clean up the pine tree at the township building. Labor for marking out for oil and chipping. Labor for chipping brush from storm damage and putting up oil and chip signs. Truck for hauling and chipping. Labor for oil and chipping. Labor to check the oil and chip roads. Labor to change the cutting edge on the loader. Truck to haul sweepings and sweeping up after the oil and chipping. Labor to remove a fence along School Creek Lane. and pushed trees off of Weber Street. Labor supervised the guardrail spraying and labor for supervising the line painting and for fixing a stop sign at Valley Glen and Laurel Grove Road, all in the amount of $5,104. Fulton Bank for the annual safe deposit box fee, $53. Deluxe Business Checks and Solutions for 1,000 checks, 300 deposit tickets, and 500 envelopes, amount of $647.36. That's all the general fund bills I have. Then we have bills for the state fund. We have Martin Paving for this year's seal coating. We have 50,850 square yards, $1.32.5 square yard, comes to $67,376.25. Then we have 7,000 square yards of skin patching at $1.45 a square yard, comes to $10,150. And then we have asphalt de-escalation for a reduction of $1,247.93 for an invoice total of $76,278.32. That's all the state fund bills I have. And we have bills for the public sewer fund from the Anvil Township Authority for sewer service capacity reservation fees for the Clear Spring Crossing commercial development for the second quarter of this year, $4,886.63. And second annual Township Authority invoice for Hill Farm sewer billing fees for the period of May 20th through June 20th in the amount of $1,296.44. That's all the bills that I have.
Great. Okay, thank you, Adam. Are there any questions, comments about any of the bills? Hearing no comments, is there a motion to all approve all the bills as read?
I'll make a motion that we pay all bills as read.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any other comments about any of the bills? All right, then all those in favor of paying all the bills as read, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you, Adam. Okay, now moving on to the agenda. Yes, Paul, we have some items from you. The Timothy Gruber small flow treatment plant.
Yeah, that's ready for adoption. Adam received the check for $2,500. And did you receive a notarized copy of the agreement?
Yes.
All right, then the township just needs to entertain a resolution to approve the agreement and authorize signing of the agreement.
Anybody have any questions at all about the agreement for a small flow treatment facility? But then I guess I'll make a resolution that the township approve the maintenance agreement for a small flow treatment facility with Mr. Gruber. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
All right. Any other discussion about the agreement for the treatment facility? Hearing none, and all those in favor of approving the agreement for the small flow treatment facility with Mr. Gruber, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried. Okay, so that's all ready to go. Yes, Paul, the non-compliant online disposal system.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I'm waiting to hear from Adam as far as how that's going. I believe, Adam, you had set up a date to go on the properties with the pumper hauler, and was that successful?
It was successful for the one property that ended up not being pumped yet.
Okay.
It turned into a little bit of an interesting scenario.
Okay.
Three of the properties turned out were already pumped.
Uh-huh.
Two of them say that they had sent their notice into the county planning back when they had it pumped, one being last fall, one being in February, but county planning had no record of having received the report, so those people are going to resubmit the report. There is another one that, the one on 824 Laurel Grove Road. I didn't hear from the property owners themselves, but the actual pumper that we contacted to do the pumping said, hey, do you really want me to go do this one again? I did it back in March of this year. So,
right.
That was that one. Then another one, 1708 Blacksbridge Road. I was contacted by the property owner and he said that he wanted to have it pumped himself. So I gave him till July 20th to get it done, but he contacted me and said he got it done on Wednesday last week, the same day that the township would have been coming.
Right.
So we're waiting for that report to be submitted to.
Yeah. I mean, what you need to emphasize a lot of times to these people is that yes, they, you know, the pumper hauler needs to submit the report, but they need to submit it with the fee. Because a lot of times they'll submit the report, but they don't submit the fee that goes with it. And the county doesn't count that as submitting the report. So you got to make sure you get both in there or they're still going to be non-compliant. So
That could be the case. I mean, Michelle at the county didn't say anything that, you know, here's one that I had received the report but not the check. So, I mean, right. Either way, the two that had contacted me and said they already had a pump were going to resubmit the reports with the check. The one on 677 Ono Road, that one we were able to pump. That the township pumped. The Blacksbridge Road one, like I said, that one, the property owner wanted to pump himself, which he said he did, and he's going to send the report to the county. So we just kind of leave the one on Laurel Grove Road as to, man, what would you suggest in that case where the pumper says it was pumped, but we don't have any record of having gotten the report? Do we have to go pump it again, or what do we have to do there?
In order to be compliant with the ordinance, he needs to, I mean, the pumper hauler is supposed to submit the report, not the property owner, but the pumper hauler. That's one of the reasons why these guys have to be approved, because that way they know to comply with the, you know, the requirements of the program. That person is supposed to submit the report along with the check for the fee under the ordinance, which is $30. So it's really on the pumper hauler. So I would tell the guy, you know, if you had it done, you know, who's your pumper hauler? You better get a hold of him and tell him to make sure that the report was submitted along with the check. And if it wasn't, then it needs to be done. And if it's not done, I give him, you know, 10 days, something like that. Then the township's going to have to, you know, come out and pump the system, even if it doesn't need it. We don't have any evidence that it was done.
Right. Yeah. Other than the pumper saying that he did it back and forth, but we don't have any paperwork.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the program requires the paperwork. And if he's an approved pumper hauler, he should know that. Because it's that way for every municipality we have.
All right, well, then I'll get a hold of those people and run that scenario past them. And with the others, I think we're pretty much at a point where we just have to give it another month for their reports to flow into the county so we see where we're at that point.
Yeah, well, a little late.
Yeah. I mean, assess, you know, what we're going to do.
Right. That'll be the next thing is to decide what we're going to do with you know, the costs that the township has incurred getting these people to comply with the ordinance a year late.
Exactly. Right. I think we'll be in a better position to assess that next month.
Right.
Have a better handle.
Okay.
Right. They should all have it. If they don't have it submitted by next month, then.
Right.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. Then I think at that point you need to look at the costs and do what needs to be done.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. So we're made some progress at least.
Only
a year late this time.
Yeah, only a year late. You're right. Last year we were right up against the next round. So, all right.
Okay. Also, we wanted to check on the status of the zoning map.
Yeah.
You said you had some questions about the actual language on it.
Yeah. You have a copy of the map?
No, you have the only copy of it.
Do I have the only
copy? Yeah, you have the only
copy. Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I thought that was for like my private collection.
Well, that was for you.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're waiting for when we get it all approved. Yeah, then we'll get.
Okay, so copies. We got the resolution done.
Right, but currently you have the only copy.
Oh, I do. All right, so All right, well, let me, I'll take a look at that. I'll discuss that with county planning, and I'll have that here at the next meeting in order to be signed by the board.
Okay, yeah, talk to, yeah.
Yeah, I was under the impression that that was just for, you know, my closet where I got all the other zoning maps. Okay, all right.
You got the first advance copy of it to check it out.
I'm really honored.
Yeah, well, I know. I special delivered that.
I know, you special delivered that and everything.
Okay, so next month, hopefully.
Next month, I'll have that.
That's a line for you. Okay. All right. Okay. We did want to talk a little bit about the Hershey Warehouse. I think everybody's seen the articles in the paper that Hershey Foods is going to build a rather large warehouse, approximately 1 million square feet down there off Killinger Road, South Anvil. The paper didn't exactly say what it was going to be used for, but we were told that it's going to be a special order packaging plant, that they want to consolidate all their special order packaging in one location. So basically, if somebody orders a specially wrapped or packaged Hershey's Kisses or something, they're going to pull it off the line in Hershey, haul it over here, and then haul it back over there. So like 85% of the truck traffic will be between this plant and the current facility there in Palmyra. Or the packaging plant, you know, the one out. Yeah. Right. So that's what we were told, that it's going to be this, you know, special order packaging, and most of the stuff will get pulled from over special package and then back and then distributed. So there will be some traffic going up Clear Spring to 81, 78, but it will be minimal. You might end up with, say, maybe 15, that's still a lot, but 15 extra trucks a day coming up and down there. Well, that's the other thing, if they're going to have three shifts, how many shifts are going to have in that too? But people were more concerned, I think, with the truck traffic coming up Clear Spring and getting out on 934. To go along with that, as you all know, we were supposed to have a big road safety audit with PennDOT through the whole 934 corridor, like Belgrove down past the school. But because of the COVID, that was all sort of postponed. But it's still in the works. I mean, I've talked to John Fitzke in county planning, and he's in continual contact with PennDOT to try to find out when they're going to reschedule it, when they're going to do the whole real road safety audit for the whole corridor. Now, at the one meeting with Hershey, they did sort of make a commitment that if that interchange at Clear Spring 934 ever needs to be upgraded, they would be willing to put money toward engineering costs. So, hopefully they will, you know, follow through with that when that intersection needs to be upgraded. But that's as far, again, though, this is, you know, South Anvil. They're the ones that approved it, now the whole thing. It affects North Anvil because of the traffic. And we were assured that it was, at this point, it's minimal, but still, it's still going to be more traffic coming through the township. Hopefully, and we can get that road safety audit, which we've been working for years trying to get PennDOT to do the audit, you know, to upgrade the whole section of road there, all those intersections. So that's, you know, all your. No, of course not.
Well, not really. I mean, that's, you know, that's being handled by South Anvil Township. So.
Yeah, I see.
We really don't have any leverage in that deal, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I guess to the extent that we did a regional zoning ordinance, but
yeah, there's a regional
comprehensive plan. Yeah, we never did the regional zoning ordinance, I guess.
No, there's no regional zoning.
But. Yeah, right. So we're kind of, that doesn't really give us any teeth to do anything. The people who have the control are in South Anvil. part of the approval of the plan that Hershey would agree to put up some money in order to improve that intersection when the time comes. But that's really up to them.
I know. Correct. It's going to be along Killinger Creek, kind of back behind the sewer treatment plant. It's pretty far back around there. And they are going to, Hershey is going to widen the road and make it bigger. Yeah, and but it's all, on the other side, there's a preserve farm. So they can't. So it's all going to be, they're taking a lot of money to improve the road on their side. And I know DEP has made them promise to do a lot of riparian buffer work along Killinger Creek, something like 150 feet of wooded buffer, and they want like 50% canopy in 5 years. So it means they have to plant pretty good sized trees to get that amount of coverage. But the traffic is going to come out there by the rudders at the big intersection now. And again, most of it will be going the other way back. So we'll see, unless they've, you know, re-changed their whole plans or anything. But that was what we were told last winter. I had a meeting in a county planning with a lot of South Anvil people, the engineers, the Hershey people, county planning, and to get it through. I mean, I think they had wanted to try to even get it even started to build by now, but I think they got held up a little bit. But so that's the deal on that. And as far as I know, I've been asking around too. There's some rumors going around, but as far as I know, that's the only warehouse and anything that's currently planned down there. There's nothing that is a real firm, you know, commitment or anything. There are always rumors about somebody building another something. In that whole, you know, development down there, MSF. But that's about all we know. Again, unfortunately it's in South Anvil, so they're the ones that have the authority to require all that stuff. But if anybody has any questions about the warehouse, that's where it is. But since it's been in the paper, I know Adam, you said you had got a couple calls about the warehouse down there. Okay. Paul, you have anything else tonight?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It was a slow news night.
Okay.
See what good. The chief has to say.
All right. Well, we got the road report. I think all the paving, patching, right, Adam, everything's complete. They were going to do the line painting that day today, I guess. Yeah, line painting today. So, our this year's road maintenance projects are pretty much complete. So, back to the road. Planning Commission, any report? We did. Yeah, Planning Commission did have a meeting and reviewed some plans, but unfortunately, wasn't a quorum, so we couldn't approve anything. For that, okay, Chief, police report.
We had a scam, a resident completely lost $12,000. We are meeting on drug overdose death on Hillsborough Road. Tomorrow we're picking up speed lines in the Wednesday they're scheduled for speed detail. So and I contacted the police department today about an
Yeah, watch where you're going Wednesday. Okay, I'll write that big letter Wednesday. Yeah, I think Brandon said somebody threw stuff out on Lordy Bridge. I was like a washing machine. I
don't know. Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, that's house cleaning time. Any questions for the chief? Thanks.
They're telling you Black Lives Matter, right?
Thank you, Chief. Fire company reports, anything? Joan? Fire company. Seems like that's a busy spot these past few days. There's something there today again too. There's one today too. Somewhere up in there, because my wife was trying to come home. Yeah, there's one today too. Very good. Yeah, sure.
Before here, I said we're getting all these reports from people, but we haven't got nothing from it.
No.
Okay, well, Lloyd Riggle was a resident out there, and last Sunday at church, they said that he had to get out. And I asked his granddaughter on Sunday, and she said, yes, they all have to be out by July 31st. He's going to Pine Grove.
Okay.
Well, Stone Ridge took it over.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Garden Spot was planning, had a real nice, but then they bailed on it. And, well, whatever reason. And, yeah, Stone Ridge.
I've not heard a word out of them.
But I know they were being affiliated with them, but I saw the notices in the paper and things like that, but no one's come to the township at all. Right. I haven't heard anything. I'm kind of planning.
I haven't heard a word. First I heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're in the dark as much as you are.
Yeah. We'll try to find out. I'll make some more calls. No. We know, no, they have to submit the, you know, land development plan, the whole deal. And, you know, go through the whole thing, planning process. Well, I mean, they actually didn't have to have a demolition permit before they tear things down, too. I mean, that's, you know, go through the county and get that at the zoning office, but even that has to come through. We've had some, you know, regular building, zoning permit for some building conditions are normal stuff in the township, you know, that kind of thing. I think 13, 14 this year, 15, something like that. You know, people build pole barns or garage additions. No major, no project, so.
It just changes to the floodplain. But nothing, oh, well, there is a change down on 422, where the one property was changed to commercial, or maybe just more specifically identified as being commercial.
Where they're building the new well stand, there was that one little house in there in the center that was ag or something in the middle of that commercial zone. But yeah, every 5 years when they do the new flood insurance study and the flood rating maps, and you have to amend your ordinance to match the maps and things like that. So that's all, there's some slight changes in the flood zone boundaries on there. You know, there's a whole process where they, you know, propose them, you have so many days to comment, then they go through the whole shit of making the changes final. But once the township adopted everything, then you're allowed to apply for the National Flood Insurance Program if you happen to have buildings in the floodway. Otherwise, if the township didn't adopt it, then you can't get the flood insurance. That's the big kind of reason. Now, North Danville, we don't have too many properties left in the floodplain anymore. A lot of them were all bought out, taken out by me and stuff. But so that's the deal. But it's a really nice map. And we're
it's a beautiful map. I'll tell you what, I was going to have it framed.
Yeah, it's this color and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other public comments? Yep, I know you've been waiting.
It seems in the wintertime people are careful, but in the summertime, if it rains, more often than not, somebody will slide. Now, I know you put the toilet chips down to kind of help try to improve the traction. The day that went into, people slid off the road to bring that day. After that, I think when you did that, all the falls and you guys put cones up, which actually I think I haven't seen any of these slide off. So I guess maybe I'm requesting that if the PennDOT does that, that's going to be safe for the further down. one thing that has to be running in my lawn the entire time. But, okay. But I guess somebody does run into that whole thing. And the only thing I can really do at this point is put big rocks in front of my property to kill somebody. I prefer not to do that. So I appreciate any help we can help. I think as it's designed, it's 40 or 45 miles an hour. I mean, I think that corner, that seems, it seems fine, but, you know, people move that. And it's a difficult space to enforce.
We're open to all, you know, suggestions about how to, you know, again, it's the geometry of the corner and excessive speed. And between the two of them, there's, you know, so much, only so much we can do with not feeding, you know, a lot of costs. So, yeah. Right. So, usually to change a speed limit, you're going to have PennDOT do a
study. Have to do a traffic study. If you want to try and initiate it, you're going to have to do a traffic study and then get PennDOT to approve it if it's a state road. Is that a township road?
Oh, that's a township road.
Yeah. Yeah. You still have to do the state. You still have to do traffic.
I think we tried to get, well, it did be one on Hill Church, but then they never changed the speed limit because they said it was fine the way it was. So
that's what the warrants indicate. You know, those engineers, I'll tell you what, you know, they just don't.
So it's a double-edged sword. You know, you get them to do the study and then you might not like the results when you get it. But
what's the speed limit on there? 35?
No, 40.
40?
It's 40. It's supposed to be 40 through the whole way.
Can't lower it probably any more than 35. Nobody's going to pay attention to it if you put it down to 25. That's a big waste of time.
They're not going to. Well, you could, yeah, I would say try some signage, maybe.
I mean, I can put these rocks out for them, and then somebody dies.
Well, it's the nature, you know, everybody's going too fast on every road, so not paying attention, they're on their cell phones there. It's just an endemic. And, but we appreciate your comments and watching out on the road there. So,
yeah, so what would be the process of fixing that? I mean, if they're already doing that before, and since they're
traffic. Well, when we have our meeting with PennDOT and the road safety audit, we can try to address it then and see, because I know they are going to go up intro to do the Thompson Ave. That's going to be included. So maybe we can get them to sort of focus more on their spring. That there's going to be. There'll be a public meeting, yeah. The original, and it, yeah, it'll be a big public meeting when they actually announce where it was. Well, it was going to be April 30th, but that's bye-bye. So, and the idea was to have a giant public meeting, get as much input, stakeholders, people telling them, hey, what's wrong? And then actually go out with a smaller group and physically tour all the intersections and places and then get them to come up with some actual recommendations and things of how to fix these things. No, it's not scheduled yet. We will put it on the website.
There's a calendar on the website.
We'll put and it as, on soon the... as soon as we know, okay. We'll just check the calendar. Or Brian will send it to you. We'll try to let everybody know because we wanted to get as much input from, you know, law enforcement, from school, from municipalities, residents. You know, so if nobody says anything, PennDOT, oh, what's happened here? But, you know, if we need all the accident records and numbers. Well, if they just skid them off, right. But if it, you know, it's actually reported, that's still a nice thing to have all those accident reports so they can do that. But anyway, so yeah, that's we've been working on this, finally got them to agree and we got the funding for it. So, and then it got postponed. But hopefully this fall, it'll look good and we'll let everybody know and try to get a lot of people out. Oh,
yeah, there are some others, but that's the only one I
need
to see on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear sirens all the time, too. So. And it's getting trucks and cars. All right. No, you're welcome. Come back again. That's all right. No, well, that way, you know, we know what the issues are. If, you know, people need to come out and we can hopefully work toward addressing, you know, some of the issues that are that people have. Because otherwise, if we sit here and there's nobody here, okay, everything's going fine. Yeah. So we appreciate you taking the time to, you know, come out to the meeting, express your comments. No problem at all. Anything else? Bring before the board. All right, I guess then we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank everybody for coming. Stay safe out there.
Okay, we're done.
Bye.